Oh, actually, it's obvious that Mr. Ward cannot win this runoff. But can run off due on probably March 18th. Just because he had made up his mind and stated publicly on several occasions, both within the country and abroad, that he would run an outright victory herself. Because he knew that was his only chance to succeed. Because at any rate, in any case, a runoff would be deadly to him, would be fatal for him. Because it's going to be a sort of a referendum, pro or contra, well, for or against him. And we have a vast majority of our people, I'm talking about the voters, who already show that they are against him, no to a third term for President Ward, for the incumbent president. That's conspicuous in the figures of the official proclamation of the provisional result. It's around 65 up to 70% of the people who said no to a third term for the Mr. Ward. So, this runoff is just a formality. It's going to be a devastating blow, and an humiliating one as well, you know, for the outgoing president, as we call him now.
Some people are saying that you write off President Ward's possible victory at your own peril, because they have seen that this man is a master at striking deals with some opposition people to ensure he maintains or retains power. What do you say to that?
Well, actually, I believe that no matter how tricky and mean it may be, you know, we are used to this trick. But this time, Alain Jacquard, as they put it in Latin, is done. He's done and well done. And there's no way out, no matter how tricky he might be. You know, most of the competing coalition that ran against him first round had made a pledge, a public pledge, to support in a possible runoff the oppositional candidate coming second, meaning running second in the runoff. It was already agreed among us. So it's almost an automatic support which is granted to the candidate, Pakistan. You know, he won't even have to negotiate. So there's nothing to do. There's no deal. There's no possible deal, either offered or underground, which is possible, that could rescue the outgoing president. Just, you know, make it, you can take it for granted. And I'm ready to bet whatever you want to bet. There's no way, no matter what may happen, for President Ward to remain in power after the runoff. Even if he tries a coup, I'm talking about a violent coup, either electoral coup or military coup. I'm telling you, that's the only way out. And in that event, people will just, you know, stand up and topple him violently in the street. Well, I'm ready to get that.
You seem to repose great confidence in Macky Sall's ability to defeat President Ward. Why do you think so? And some people are saying that Macky Sall was Abdoulaye Ward's student, if I should put it that way.
Yeah, that's right. We consider him as one of Mr. Ward's political clones. That's for sure. But it's not a matter of Macky Sall's person. The issue goes far beyond his own person or personality. As I put it during one of our meetings the other day, even a female monkey in that runoff against Ward would defeat Ward. That's an image. It's exactly the same configuration, political situation, as 12 years ago when we had that runoff against Abdou Diouf. Anybody would have defeated Abdou Diouf whoever would have been involved in the turnoff would have defeated easily Abdujuf. And that's exactly the same situation. It's a repetition of history, you know.
What do you think are the expectations of Senegalese ahead of the runoff?
Okay, after the runoff, once the president-elect takes over, we'll have what I call a third round. And that third round will be election for parliament. If he doesn't want to have a sort of a continuity of what we call humanism without words, we have to manage so that President Macky Sall's party wouldn't be granted majority in parliament, because otherwise he would be in a sort of hegemony position, political position, again in the country, which will be a continuity of this bad political situation we've been undergoing since independence. Under the three former presidents, Senghor, Diouf, and Wade, the president, the running president, was holding majority in the executive, in the in parliament, and also in the judiciary. And that kind of hegemony means the test of possible democracy. I'm talking about institutional democracy, meaning checks and balances, as you put it in the state, talking about your own constitution. Once somebody gathers all the power in his hand, in his own hands, there's no way for checks and balances to operate.